going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
.935, we'll get into the Lions' priorities with these extensions. We could see them as soon as today. We did a year ago on this day. Kirby Joseph, throughout the first pitch last night, said, "We're progressing. I love Detroit. They love me."
Mm-hmm.
Aiden Hutchinson, tick-tock. No hesitation there. What about all the other names? Bigger conversation at 9:35. John, Pistons are winning. Winning's fun. Winning is one of those things that you just can't get enough of, and you always want more. Pistons have to take care of business in this series, and we'll see how the season ends. But there will be discussions about adding to this basketball team. And in the NBA, you always want to add stars. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Milwaukee Bucks. They are down 0-2, and there is chatter that he is not long for Milwaukee. Chris Haynes, NBA insider, saying, "I don't think he finishes his career there, and that this is a pivotal playoff." The Ringer, headline today, deafening rumbling surrounding Giannis and his future in Milwaukee. He's playing like prime Shaq, but it might not be enough to save the Bucks this postseason or from a summer of endless trade rumors. So the natural question is, would you go there? Would you trade for Giannis to put on this Pistons team? It'd be blowing up some young pieces to put an all-NBA MVP Hall of Fame caliber player with Cade Cunningham. The natural question, what would it take?
Mm-hmm.
I'll throw out something and you tell me if this is too steep or if this is a good conversation piece. Because you got to give to get.
Sure.
Giannis is a player who you need to put shooters around. If you're trading for Giannis, Durin is expendable in this trade. Jalen Durin would be a piece. Jaden Ivey would be a piece. Multiple firsts. Call it two, call it three. That's kind of what I think the package would be. Would you be willing to do that?
Where do I sign?
Oh, so no hesitation.
No hesitation. And I mean, do I think Jalen Durin will ever have an impact like Giannis? No. Jaden Ivey? No. Together? No.
And those firsts would be late firsts.
They'd be late first. So I would have no reservations in making this happen. You put him with, and let's just talk about next year, the guys that we know are under contract or that we hope will remain under contract. Malik Beasley, you bring him back.
Shooting.
And Cade Cunningham. All right. And I've liked the addition of Schroeder. I think he's a sneaky little, really tough, good player.
Mm-hmm.
Adds a lot to this team and takes a little bit of pressure off of Cade by bringing the ball up and different things. Defensively, he's a dog. And you put Giannis on this team, and then you go from a team that was just a six seed to a team that now is talked about as competing for a championship.
You talk about a team that can rival and compete with the Celtics and the Cavaliers. Yeah. Because Giannis is a mismatch problem. He's a great passer. You can't stop him at the basket. Him and Cade in screen and rolls?
Yeah, I mean, he attracts enough attention to allow Cade to work freely. And again, mm-hmm. you still need to have shooters.
Of course.
So Cade is that guy, but Malik Beasley could still be that guy. You could still put shooters around him. But yeah, then all of a sudden, you have to address, other defenses have to address Giannis.
Well, yeah, he's also a problem. both ends of the floor.
Yeah.
Because he can swarm you. The problem in Milwaukee is nothing to do with Giannis. It's that roster that won the title back in 21 is no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried. They traded Middleton for Kuzma. That hasn't worked. They're just a step too slow. They don't have enough help. Dame Lillard is there, but he's dealing with this blood clot stuff. And if Giannis is looking at this going, would you rather hitch your wagon to Lillard or Cade Cunningham?
Yeah.
Detroit becomes attractive. Detroit's going to be attractive. I get it. We're not Miami. We're not South Beach. We're not Los Angeles. We're not the New York Knicks who play at the Garden. But the Pistons will have first-round picks to offer. They'll have young pieces to offer. And they'll have a title window with Cade Cunningham that should be attractive to any star in the league as soon as this summer.
And it's not just, you're not just adding the 30 points per game. You're not just adding the nearly 12 rebounds per game. He averages a double-double, but it's also 6 to 7 assists per game.
Yep.
And I mean, he's the guy that really can do it all. Now, you're not expecting him. He's not going to be any threat behind the arc, but that's not what you have him for.
First text, highly doubtful Milwaukee would trade him in their own conference, let alone their own division. I don't see that happening. He's going to pick where he wants to play. He's not going to pick Detroit.
Okay, well, where does he pick? I mean, does he want to go to the Western Conference where things are much more difficult? Or does he want to stay in the Eastern Conference? Because the NBA players have much more of a say in where they land than in other sports.
Look, if he doesn't pick us, he doesn't pick us. But the conversation is, do you want him? And the answer should be yes. He might prefer Houston. No state tax. Also a young team. I'm not telling you that we are the only option for Giannis. Mm-hmm. But he's the Greek freak, and we have Greek town, so we're at least a foot in the door, right? 248-539-9797. That's nowhere near enough for Giannis. We probably don't have enough, including Cade, to still have a team left.
I don't necessarily think it's...
I mean, how much more I got to offer, guys? I offer two young players and three first-round picks. I got to throw Asar Thompson in there. It's got to be four firsts. I don't know. You guys let us know. 248-539-9797. These are conversations we're going to have now with the Pistons winning. Devin Booker has been a conversation because he's from here. Easier sell to come to Detroit. Phoenix is in turmoil. Durant may be dealt. I don't know if it makes sense to add a 36-year-old Kevin Durant and have like a 1 or 2 year window. Lauri Markkanen's come up in previous years. Finding the right guy is going to be Trajan Langdon's job because you're not just going to take the first guy. Like, I don't want Zion if he's available. You do have to have some level of discernment.
So do you think there's other teams in the East that could maybe offer more, do more? Because I do think one of the drawbacks here for the Bucks is, what are we really getting here? You know, like, do we have even an all-star? Maybe down the road, you know? But there's no getting, and then the picks are just, like, they're looking at it that way. So, like, I'm thinking, for example, like, could the Knicks pivot from Cat if they get knocked out here in the first round?
Maybe.
And put him in the package? The Pistons don't have a caliber player like that. I don't know if the Bucks would want to do that. Another one would be, like, LaMelo Ball.
Charlotte, yeah.
Buried down there. But, I mean, Giannis going to Charlotte, that doesn't seem like that's going to work. So it's got to – I would do this, but I do think there's drawbacks potentially. And I would prefer, you know, if the Suns are moving away from Booker, that's a better match with Cade. You get more years. You're probably getting 7, 8 years out of Booker at least. Giannis is probably 5 max.
Yeah, he's 30. You feel like you get 4 or 5 really good seasons where you're one of the favorites to win the NBA championship.
I'll throw you another one, too. What about, like, Atlanta? You know, Trae Young. What if some sort of swap there? I mean, there's just a lot on the table out there, I think, for the Bucks. But then we're also living in a world where Luka got traded for not much.
A song. Yeah, I mean, literally. That's an outlier. That can't be used by anybody in the NBA or any fan base to say, well, this is what the Lakers were able to do for Luka. Because that's bizarre.
Look, you can't control it. Ticket Texter says he'll choose Miami over Detroit without thinking twice. Fine. If he wants to go to Miami and they want to offer 6 first-round picks, and then fine. But this is still a conversation worth having. Yeah. The Pistons can start big-game hunting this summer. And this is as big a name as there would be available this summer. I mean, this is a Hall of Famer. This is an MVP. This is an NBA champion. Mm-hmm. He plays the front court. Cade's in the back court. They're both willing passers. This isn't like an ego thing from either of them. I think they would welcome the chance to play off each other as two high-level basketball players.
Yeah, and a guy like that also is going to look at, yes, he's going to look at destination. Would he want to go to Miami? Would he want to live in Miami versus wanting to live in Detroit? Like, Detroit is an upgrade over Milwaukee.
Well, that's part of this, too. Okay, you want to go to Atlanta, and they give up Trae Young? Who am I playing with?
Right.
I'm going to go to Miami? Who am I playing with? I'm going to go to Charlotte without LaMelo. Who am I playing with? In Detroit, I'm playing with Cade Cunningham. Mm-hmm. Find me better running mates for stars in the NBA than Cade Cunningham. The list is going to be maybe 5 to 10 guys.
Where can he go, have an impact, but also have a chance to win another championship? He's only got one.
And if he was willing to put down roots in Milwaukee, you tell me he would thumb his nose at Detroit? Really? From Milwaukee?
I think Detroit is becoming more of a draw because of, and some of it is JB and what he's done this year. And is he a guy that players want to play for? Is Cade a guy that players want to be teammates with? But it's also Trajan Langdon. How can he sell? How can he sell the fact that, yeah, we are building something here. We are building towards being a contender year in and year out.
Ticket Texters says the trade would have to be something like Duren and Asar and 4 firsts.
I know that firsts matter, but in the NBA, they probably matter least of any sport because if you're picking late in the first round, you're not going to get the Cooper Flags. You're not going to get the Wembanyamas.
I would go a step further. These are late firsts. If you're not in the lottery, like think about someone like the Chicago Bulls. Great, they have their own first round pick. How's that going to go for them? If you don't have top 5 picks, like the capital to get superstars, that's why teams want 3 or 4 of them because they know they're going to be throwing darts.
Yeah.
And look, in the case of the Celtics, it worked out because they ended up getting picks that ended up in the top 5 for guys like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
But you could also end up picking 28, 28, 30. And
even if you're picking high, we also have a heightened awareness that doesn't always work out.
248-539-9797. Texter says, no way I'm giving up 2 young studs and 2 first round picks for an aging veteran, no way, no how, Jeremy and Holly.
So how long would Giannis be here? Or at least how long would the contract be that you'd be committed to him for? 4 years? Sure. 5 years?
Sure.
Or he's 32. Do you think he could still be effective up until 36? Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I don't want to hesitate on that. Ask Durant. Or add Durant, and we are a championship team until he's gone. All we need is a guy who could consistently shoot from the perimeter in Beasley, and look at the difference that's made. Throw in Durant, and the Pistons would be unstoppable. He'd be a lot cheaper.
He'd be a lot cheaper, but he's also a lot older. What is he, 36?
Yeah. I don't even know what a deal would look like for Kevin Durant.
I mean, he, trust me, he's still a good player, but other than his performance, and I always respect his performance in the 21 Olympics. But other than that, what did he do in Brooklyn? What has he done with Phoenix?
Yeah. He has been super complimentary of Cade. Like one of the most vocal stars in the league who saw this coming with Cade Cunningham said he can hoop. That's guy that he's going to be a star. I don't think he would at all reject the idea of playing with Cade Cunningham.
No.
A couple more. 248-539-9797. I love the Giannis talk, but I think the player that unlocks the Pistons becoming a champion is Miles Bridges? Guys, I should read these before you read them out loud. Because
yes,
I'm sorry.
Yes.
That's apologies.
Thank you, Mr. Burgundy.
The Greek town.
we can't get any calls today. Let's have some fun.
The Greek town comment was hilarious, Costa. You didn't get the laughs you deserved. Opa, as in, Opa, we can get Giannis. Make it happen. Dedicate Greektown to Giannis. 248-539-9797. The possibilities. He may be gone this summer from Milwaukee. Would you dare if you're the Pistons? It's 97-1. If you hate going to the dentist, it doesn't have to be that way. Not with Brightside Dental. There's no judgment. If it's been a while since your last cleaning, or if you feel like you have a couple of those troublesome teeth, they're not going to judge you. Sometimes life just gets in the way. You moved, you started a new job, you got married, you had a kid. You just haven't been going to the dentist. Whatever the reason is, Brightside Dental is accepting new patients. 9 Metro Detroit locations. The new patient special, $35, covers exams and x-rays. So make an appointment today. Get back in that routine. Call 1-800-PAINLESS. Go to brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Look, when you're on in the morning, you get to attack the topic first, that lead off. This is going everywhere on ESPN today, that the Bucks are 0-2. Giannis might not be long for Milwaukee. And we said, hey, we got an up-and-coming team. Take stars to win in this league. Would you want Giannis in Detroit? He's Greek. We got Greek town. We got Cade Cunningham, I think, is the biggest selling point. Where are you going to go that you're going to have a better running mate than Cade? If you're willing to play in Milwaukee and sign extensions in Milwaukee, you can't thumb your nose at coming to play in the city of Detroit. And it'd be an opportunity to win. The fit? I mean, it's two of the 10 best players in the sport. Mm-hmm. Both willing passers. Both can get their own shot. You need to put shooters around both of them, but that's a 1-2 punch that rivals any in the entire league. What would you have to give up? I threw out Durin, Ivy, and three firsts. Some people think that's way too much, and some people say it's not enough. But it's the conversation we're having today. 248-539-9797.
Is he also at the point of his career where, I know he has one championship, where he's looking for that second or a third, a chance to go somewhere to chase another championship? And if that's the case, then, yeah, pairing with Cade and what the Pistons did this year moving forward, I would think that, yes, it's a place where you can win a championship. It's not like it hasn't happened in Detroit before, and he could come here and be that one of those pieces that could push it towards another championship.
I think the place, Ticket Texture says, the place most likely for Giannis and where he'd want to go if he could pick and that would make sense would be to trade to the Thunder. They have a really good young team, crap ton of picks. OKC can give up five or six, not bat an eye because they have so many, Trevor and Rochester. Yeah, a chance to play with SGA, the league MVP.
Sure.
And they have the draft capital to pull it off, too. Well, never mind, guys. Sorry, we can't have Giannis. The Thunder want him. I think we have a right to be in the conversation.
There's no question.
And I think the Pistons have earned the status as an attractive landing place with Cade Cunningham and with a winning culture.
Yeah. It depends what Giannis wants. First of all, does he want out of Milwaukee? If he does, what are the other possible destinations that he could try and force himself to? And you also have to have enough capital to be able to return value for value. This would be an opportunity for Milwaukee to try and reset their franchise. Does it mean they're going to win next year? Probably not. But could this be something that sets them up for the next couple of years to build towards being back to a winning franchise?
Yeah, that's how this is going to go down. When you trade them, you try to get as many young assets as you can get, knowing you're going to get those picks to fall wherever they fall, and those young players may not pan out, but it's the best you could do when the star decides enough's enough.
Mm-hmm.
248-539-9797. Giannis would do very well with our coach here. No way I'd give up Asar Thompson in a deal, though, on the ticket text.
Nobody wants to, but you're going to have to give up value for it. And, I mean, Asar Thompson has really good value.
Yeah, if you go with my offer, which was Ivy Durin in the first, and they say, we would do it, but you got to swap Ivy for Thompson. You're going to let that stop you from getting a MVP?
No.
Whoever said Kevin Durant must be smoking some of the good stuff, that dude sucks. He's a cancer on every team he goes to outside of Golden State.
Well, I kind of go to that. Like, what has he done to improve any of the teams that he's been on since then, other than the Olympic team?
He does fit. Someone points out they need a stretch four. He does fit that.
Yeah, but
it's an upgrade on the Tobias spot is what it would be.
Clearly, that's an upgrade.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's how long is he going to be around? Are you only looking for a guy for 1 or 2 years?
Tobias is only on a 2-year deal. But again,
not spending what you'd be spending on Durant.
Texter says multiple young players and 2 crappy firsts. Or no, a young player and 2 crappy firsts.
I think it's going to take more than that.
He's going to be in demand this summer.
There will be a number of teams rumored, and I do think the Pistons should be amongst that conversation.
I wouldn't trade Jalen Duren, period, Jimbo and Oxford. So we're going to get a lot of this, too. People who fall in love with their own. Jalen Duren is a really promising young player. He's not Giannis.
He'll never be Giannis.
I feel very bold in saying Jalen Duren will not have a better career than Giannis.
I don't think that's a hot take.
I know, but you got people who fall in love with their own. I wouldn't trade him, period. What if you're getting Giannis in the deal? This guy in Oxford says no.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Like, to me, it's...
We dealt with this with Booker. We brought up Booker. Well, I wouldn't trade Jaden Ivey.
What?
All right. So we're just going to fall in love with our own then.
Okay, so this is where the mountain might get too high, with a little mountain climber thing where you fall off the cliff. Yeah. What if the Bucks wanted 3 firsts, Durin, Ivy, Thompson, and Holland?
They want your whole team?
Yeah, really.
Well, I just added one more, kind of.
Well, two more.
We actually said earlier, though, at one point that we would maybe even throw in the other if that was the deal breaker.
They want a key to the city as well. Joe Louis Fist. What else we got to put in the deal?
And what's the name of
Crazy
that place?
Puffs?
The Pegasus Restaurant.
There you go. There you go. Get them some Saganaki.
I can still have a Greek flavor. Bucks.
Anyway, we'll get to the Lions end of the hour here. 9:35. Can't believe you said that. 9:35, we'll talk about it. You got extensions due for the Lions. We're going to prioritize them. But first, Heather with the news.
Well, Travis Hunter's father didn't see his son win the Heisman Trophy at the December ceremony, but he does plan to be in Green Bay for the NFL draft. Yeah. So Travis Hunter Sr. is serving a 3-year probation period with 1 year of mandated home confinement after pleading guilty to 3 counts, one felony related to an arrest back in 2023. So he has received court permission to attend the draft, but he will be restricted to his hotel grounds and the draft location at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. So he will be there, which will be exciting, I'm sure, for him.
Oh, sure.
For sure, because he is expected to be drafted with one of the first 3 picks.
I'm glad for Travis Hunter Jr.
Yes.
His dad will be able to be there.
Yep. Dallas Mavericks fans aren't the only ones that are still devastated by the Luka Doncic trade. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was asked about the trade during a Tuesday press conference, and he said that his wife, Eugenia, was so devastated by the trade that she cried.
Do we need him to flex his wife's like high school basketball stats?
Yes, we do. I love it.
I didn't know they let women play basketball back then.
Oh, John.
Oh, that's, you're talking about a long time ago.
Yeah, Jerry is about 1,000 years old.
Yeah. I love it, though. Clearly, big fan of his wife.
Sure.
Well, and throw out those stats.
And Luca can still be a Cowboys fan. I mean, their season ends before the NBA really gets going.
Yeah. He can still go to some Cowboy games, sit there with Jerry.
I really want to get to this story because I'm really excited to hear some audio that I haven't actually heard it yet, so I'm intrigued by this. There's two sisters that gave an eyewitness account after a carjacker caused this deadly crash in Australia, and the interview is now kind of all over social media, and the story itself was quite serious, but that's not why the story is all over social media. But I'll tell you the story, the background. There was a guy driving a red Porsche, caused a deadly crash, then pulled a gun, shot a guy in the arm, stole an SUV, and then got into another wreck before the cops finally arrested him. But it's the sisters that are going viral. These two sisters are identical twins, but that's not why they're going viral. They're going viral because they speak in unison. Okay, so here is their eyewitness account to this crash. Did you catch that?
I have a headache.
What'd you take from that? Because it sounded like somebody was talking on a delay and we were hearing the echo.
But I've seen the video. They're twins.
I just looked them up to see what they look. Yes.
Yeah.
How does that even happen?
What?
Well,
what did I just listen to?
How could you be in that in sync to where you're...
So some of them were in sync. The other, it sounded like one of them was just copying what the other one was saying.
And it was like anticipation. Like, okay, she had blood on his face. Like, well, I know what she's going to say next. I can throw in that word. And
run,
over the fence.
He's got a gun. Like, it like rhymed. Like, they had rehearsed this.
I see why they're going viral.
They were asked another question. We do have sound from that.
Okay.
There was a creep factor to
it. Yeah, there was for sure. Bridget and Paula Powers.
Oh,
any relation to?
I wonder if, JP.
Maybe.
I'll have to find out. All right, coming up next, prioritize these extensions. It's 97.1.
Hey, it's Heather. And if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they got your back now and in the future. So go ahead and take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's NFL Draft Eve tomorrow. All gets going from Green Bay. Last year, we looked this up because we had a vague memory of it. Last year, right before the draft, the Lions announced extensions to Sewell and St. Brown. Mm-hmm. There's like kind of a celebration. Hey, these are homegrown Brad Holmes guys. We timed up the extension right before the draft. They did it one day before. John, when's the Aiden contract breaking?
Probably about 10:02 today.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just right after our show. Right when the phones get going. They'll call us first.
It does feel like that's going to happen this offseason, right?
Yes, I don't think there's much doubt that he gets extended, and they extend him before the season starts. I don't know if it actually gets done today, or if it's, you know, sometime June, July, August. It doesn't matter. I do think it will get done.
He's arguably the best defensive player in football. He plays every down, 90-plus percent of downs. Culture guy, character guy. they're going to pay him. Busted up leg and all, that's not expected to alter his career. He's going to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
I think we leave him out of this conversation. I want to focus on all the other guys. Because Brad Holmes has alluded to the fact that you can't keep everybody. And it's, I think, part of why the JMO conversation has come up in the last week here, right? So what we want to do is challenge you guys to pick three of the following names. Only three. JMO, Joseph, who, by the way, threw out the first pitch last night and said they're progressing. Detroit loves him and he loves Detroit. JMO, Joseph, Branch, Laporta, Gibbs, and Jack Campbell. It's a lot of really good football players. Those are first and second round picks that will all come up in the next couple off seasons. Pick three of them, John.
My three would be Laporta, Branch, and Jack Campbell. And I know everybody's sitting there going, he didn't pick Gibbs.
Gibbs is the best player of the group.
There's no question he's the best player of the group. But there's an expiration date on running backs. And his may be longer. I don't know. Nobody really knows that. And his price tag is going to be less than it would be for JMO. It's going to be less than it would be for,
I think, even Laporta or the safeties.
But here's the thing, and this is kind of the workaround, where he's just finished year two, and it's been a great 2 years. I expect it to be great into the near future. You've got him under contract. You have team control for a minimum of three more years.
Four
with
a tag.
Well, yeah, so you can add another year of team control with a franchise tag. And for running backs, it's not going to be an outlandish number. So you have four more years. You can get to the end of year six with Jahmyr Gibbs before you even have to address this question.
Before you have to give long-term guaranteed money.
Yeah.
So you left him out.
And if I'm picking between Branch and Joseph, I'm taking Branch. He could do more, and I think his upside is higher there. Yeah, I know what Kirby Joseph did last year, and he's really good. I just don't want to pay him as a top safety. And JMO, again, we talked about it. We've talked about JMO a lot. You've got him for two more years. After that, you let him walk, or before that, you try and trade him for some capital.
So in your scenario, you're willing to lose JMO, Joseph, and Gibbs, but you explained some of the workaround with Gibbs.
In another 4 years.
Yes. At that point, who even knows? I mean, that's another 1,000 touches for Jahmyr Gibbs, even with working and sharing that workload with David Montgomery. Mm-hmm. So you guys let us know. Show your work. 248-539-9797. Keep three. JMO, Joseph, Branch, Laporta, Gibbs, and Campbell. My process was similar. I felt like I could only justify keeping one of the pass catchers, and I picked Laporta over JMO. I feel like I should only keep one of the safeties. Give me Branch over Joseph. Mm-hmm. Same thought. Brian Branch is, I feel like he is in more areas of the field and therefore is more impactful. And that could be as a slot corner. It can be as a deep safety. It can be as a rover and a cover one robber. He will get the ball as someone who can instinctively jump routes, but he'll also play the run and force fumbles. To me, Branch more valuable than Kirby Joseph. Mm-hmm. So I went with Branch. And then it came down to Gibbs or Jack Campbell. And I went Gibbs because he's a bigger cog in this formula. They are winning because they run the ball. He breaks stuff open. If you have a great offensive line, you can justify paying a running back. Philadelphia Eagles just showed us that. With Jack Campbell, it's not that I don't think he's a good football player. He is. I just don't think he's a Gibbs caliber football player. And maybe in 2 years when they have to make this decision, you see Gibbs break down and Campbell step up and you switch him. But right now, I would say Gibbs over Jack Campbell. 248-539-9797. I feel like I can get another Jack Campbell. I don't feel like I can find another Jahmyr Gibbs. And I feel like Gibbs is more indicative for what they are right now and their formula to win right now.
You need to give Jared Goff tons of weapons.
Yep.
And when he does have weapons and he's well protected, we see what he could do. He could be one of the best quarterbacks in the league. But you've got to be able to surround him with playmakers, guys that he can get the ball to. And Gibbs is certainly one of those. The reason I put Gibbs not on my list is because what is Gibbs' superpower?
Make you miss, extra gear.
That extra gear. And if we're talking, 4 years down the road from now, does he still have that same extra gear? And he may. He may be one of those unicorns that just can do something better than anybody else for longer than anybody else. Is he going to remain durable? Does he have a year where, there's an extended time where he's injured. How does he come back from that injury? After that injury, does he have that same extra gear to be able to get to the corner? We've seen it a number of times on the 20-yard line, 35-yard line. He runs and there's nothing there, and right. then all of a sudden he bounces that outside. No one can catch him. He's just faster than everybody else, and he scores.
So when you start looking at this, and this is very difficult to answer this question, picking three of these guys, mm-hmm. and it goes to show you that how difficult the decisions are going to be for the Lions, because it seems like Kirby Joseph, there's just no path to him being here.
Yet we all think he could be extended any day now. You see how this is?
Yeah, but
this
then
is,
who are you going to decide on? Well, the argument is for Joseph is to win now.
Yeah.
Right? And you're going to lose stuff later or trade it later. They're going to have to trade a couple of these guys, or you would hope, because you can't let the talent like this walk away. I think the easy one to omit is Campbell, and John will get on me for that a little bit. We differ on Jack Campbell more than any other player. I don't think he's a bad player. I don't think he's a special player. And I think there's people on this list that are special.
Yeah.
I've been grappling with this, and it's been surprising to me this morning. I would definitely keep Branch, and I would do Gibbs for now because of the upside. But there are certainly points. They got time to figure it out with him. I'm struggling between JMO and LaPorta. And I the one thing I'm grappling with a little bit is I do think Jameson Williams is a unique talent at receiver. I think his ability to run block is overlooked. The buy-in from him on that with the team.
Yes.
He has shown growth from immaturity. I like that. I think it's a good quality. But he's an electric player. I don't know if Sam LaPorta's electric. And I think if you had to replace one, I think you can replace LaPorta easier. Because I think JMO's unique.
He is. And there are very few players in the league that can do what he can do. But taking the top off the defense, by changing the way a defense even approaches and game plans for you. Two high safeties, one already shaded over to JMO, playing off because, you know, he could just run right by you. Like, that's a superpower as well.
Yeah, and I do think your quarterback might be making the other decision, keeping LaPorta and letting JMO go.
Well, I was going to ask you, I think some of this is a little prisoner of the moment. LaPorta had a down year too. His rookie season, the guy was making the case to be the best tight end in football moving forward.
Yeah, you were going to give him top three money. You doing that now?
Well,
and that's what we're getting to. He comes up the same time as JMO.
And I don't mean to take away from JMO as a run blocker because I think it's a positive development. But of the two, Sam LaPorta is a run blocker. Sam LaPorta is a problem. Want to talk about red zone where you win and lose playoff games, short yardage where you have to convert? Who's more important? Sam LaPorta. Oh, I don't mean to dismiss what JMO brings from a speed component. You may be right. It's harder to replace. But what's a more critical cog for this football team to win games this season, the next couple seasons? It's picking up fourth and twos. It's running the ball. It's dumping it off the tight end. It's a safety outlet for Goff when he does get pressured. I would go LaPorta over JMO.
Right, and so what I kind of just said there is you're making the decision based on your quarterback and LaPorta, and I don't disagree with that. The better fit for Goff is LaPorta. He is.
Yeah.
For the team, the running game, what you have to do in a Jared Goff offense.
So you went with?
I'm going LaPorta, Branch, and Gibbs.
Same three as me. Yep. John throws Jack Campbell in place of Gibbs, but has a plan for Gibbs, knowing, hey, I'm going to...
Yeah, you got him for another 4 years.
Run him for four more years, and that's the end. That's the end.
Max them out.
All right, guys, we'll get more of your ticket texts in the mix on this. It's 97.1.
Hey, if you woke up this morning, put your clothes on, and you thought, you know what, these just don't fit very well, and we're getting close to picture season. You're going to be out at the beach. You're going to be on the boat. You're going to be doing fun things. You're off the golf course, and you don't like the way you look in pictures. You could be 40 pounds lighter in just 40 days with Ideal You. That's right. You could lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. And I know the program works. Because I lost 50 in those 40 days with Ideal You, and I've been able to keep it off. Book today, and Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. It's $150 value, absolutely free. They're going to take that body composition analysis. You're going to know exactly what your body's made of, how it's made up, and they're going to design a plan along with your weight loss coach that works for you, that will be successful for you. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies because it works and it works fast. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days and be happy. Getting into that bathing suit, getting into those pictures yet again. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us to get your free body composition analysis. It's a $150 value. As I mentioned, it's absolutely free.
Oh, you can't make this up. Phones are working just in time for Carson Anderson, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, phones are working. And as we said, phones are working, 10:02, probably a contract announcement.
I mean, we don't ever get short shows. We never get, like, why do we always have the problems? And when something happens, nobody's here in the morning, right. You know?
People don't want to hear us complain.
No, we'll be done at 10.
That's
and
all I do.
The beauty of today is that we get done at 10 and go home, freshen up a little bit. We're going down to the Tigers game.
That's right.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Chance of rain later in the game, potentially.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, that's what's happening really? Today.
Yeah. Game will be over by then.
Storms are moving in around 4 o'clock.
Oh, the game will be over
game
by
will be
then.
Long done before
baseball
then.
Baseball game's two and a half hours now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be hot today.
Well, the Tigers, their offense is due to blow up, make it a longer game, and the Padres' offense, their capabilities.
Yeah, it could.
Not against babyface Olsen.
Oh, yeah. Is this the first time you've said that on the air?
Babyface Olsen?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think maybe I've never referred to him as babyface, but
he is. He looks so young.
Did the other team feels bad hitting home runs off him? Like, looks like he has like a book report due later in the day. Like, come on, there's a kid out there.
He does. Yeah, and it almost feels like if he does give up a home run, like you might see a tear out there. Not because he's crumbling or anything like that, but it's just it feels like they're beating up on a kid.
He'll pitch today, not Jackson Job. No. Not that you're bitter about it at all.
No.
You got really
I just
excited.
Want to see
you're
the Tigers win.
You know, the stars align. It's Gibby Day. You love Gibby.
Oh,
and Job's going to throw, and it's a day game. You love the day game.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to be at the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
Get your peanuts and popcorn.
Hot dog no matter what today?
Oh, yeah. Hot dog, sausage. There'll be a pretzel in my future, probably some nachos. I'm going all in.
Jeez.
Take one of everything.
Yeah. Might be two. Depends on how much I can hold.
So that'll be 2 days this week then, right? Because I heard you say the other day, I ate so much on Easter, I might not eat till Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have anything to eat on Monday until I had like a snack at dinner time. But I have not eaten since dinner last night, so I'm saving up.
We have to like wheelbarrow you out of Comerica Park later today.
Oh, no, trust me. I can handle my own.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Don't worry.
All right.
Might be a shortage of food the rest of the week at Comerica. Sorry. Out. Jansen was here.
Someone gets up to the line. What do you mean there's no more hot dogs?
Yes. I don't know. See that guy down there.
It's that. The big tall guy. Uh-huh. Can't miss him. So we're looking forward to that later today. Heather, are you excited? When's the
I'm
last
pumped.
Time you went
I'm
to the
so excited.
Ball
it's
game?
Probably 2 years. I took Emily when she was little, and that's the last time I've been. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm kind of excited, too. Kids are all in school. Teddy's going to be with Grandma and Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
This is the day out.
No kids.
I can't wait.
Look at you guys.
Ticket texters reacting to what we talked about with the Lions here. We said, you got to pick three. We feel like Hutch is going to get extended soon, but in a world where you can't keep everybody, pick three of the six guys. Ticket texter says Branch, Laporta, and Gibbs. Jim driving on truck. That's a popular answer. That was my answer. It was Tom's answer. John, you had a creative solution to the Gibbs thing, and you were able to squeeze in Jack Campbell, which is going to be the challenge for Brad Holmes is how many of these guys, maybe he can get more than three, but he can't get six. And I would note that the guy we all left off was J-Mo, who has been in the subject of trade rumors this week.
Mm-hmm.
And the other name that we left off was Joseph, who threw the first pitch last night and actually may get extended today for all we know. He said, we're making progress. A year ago, this is when they announced those deals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was two announcements in one day last year. If there's two announcements today, it's probably going to be Hutch and Kirby Joseph.